Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 17th, 2007. We're pleased to report we had a nice rain throughout the night, but early this morning, it's just beautiful outside. Well, we are, once again, for regular listeners, Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a married couple. We'll celebrate our 32nd anniversary next spring with a commitment to share the love of Jesus Christ and share encouragement with others. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is called or titled Changed Livers. Now listen to the daily text as Brooksine reads it. Paul's words, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
David Fisher is a Canadian friend of ours who also writes messages over the internet and has for many years had a powerful ministry of encouragement through writing notes and letters. He told me about a typo he once made in a newsletter. I wrote of the many livers that have been changed through our letter writing ministry. I didn't realize I was into the organ transplant business. Well, isn't it amazing how just one letter of the alphabet can change the meaning so much? Of course, he meant to spell the word lives. Well, that brings to mind Bruce and Cindy Jack, longtime friends from our church in northern Pennsylvania. Bruce is a man of vibrant faith and high energy. Several years ago, he went through 2 liver transplants. Well, we just got a good report that he is doing well physically. The recent tests have been excellent. He may be the only person we know who has in reality changed livers. But thankfully, we know many people who have experienced changed lives.
Lives are changed as the power of God uses a multitude of supernatural and human means. In fact, generally, we all see the human cooperation with God as we consider changes in our own lives. The Apostle Paul had a testimony of direct intervention from God when he was converted on the road to Damascus. However, from the very beginning, God used his people to effect change in Saul, beginning with Ananias, Barnabas, and many other of God's people, including the unnamed rope holders mentioned in Acts 9, verse 25.
As we consider our own testimony, all of us can see the cooperative efforts of Christ's followers at work in our pre-conversion, conversion, and post-conversion discipling growth.
Although we recognize the actual change as a result of Christ's work, we see that God uses many others. And now, as his followers, we are all called to cooperate in God's life-changing power in the lives of others.
The daily text is one of many. As one many of you have memorized. Thank God for his change in our lives and for the many others he uses to effect this change. Now, we all have a call to cooperate with God in seeking his change, in seeing his change affect others. Let us all be faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the rope holders in my faith journey. Those who uphold me in prayer when I am doing battle with the enemy. Those whose words of support encourage me when I can't even see the light of day. And those who come to my side when I am in need of their assistance. May I also be faithful to do my part in helping others who are in need of my prayers, my encouragement, or my assistance. The real test of love was proven, as John tells us in his first epistle. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Well, this seems like an impossible test of genuine Christian love, but when I live in the light of eternity, I am able to make the ultimate sacrifice if this is required of me. Even as my life has been changed, I want to see those now living in darkness turn to Jesus, the bright and morning star, who continues to change lives. Amen.
Amen. I was thinking this morning, Brooksine, if I could begin the list, beginning even pre-conversion, dedicated Sunday school teachers and others that shared, and my conversion, and then all through my life, how many people have impacted me. And I know it would be the same for you. And I also thought, just the privilege of, in our many years of ministry, been ministering since we first got married, actually before, the many, many people we've had the privilege of assisting in changing their lives. Well, thank you for listening to us today. I made a couple bumbles as I read it, but you know what? It's just awful hard to start over again. I often state it's the real us right here. The studio is outside our little office in a little barn outside of our home. Well, our ministry is located on the web at dailyencouragement.net. There are several pictures up today. A beautiful, beautiful sunrise picture taken by a friend of ours here in Lancaster County. We have a photo up of Bruce and Cindy. Have a couple of song links up that you may enjoy. One is a song called Change My Heart, O God. Wish I could find the old song Brooke sings, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. It's, many of the older hymns just aren't up on the web like the newer songs available as links. I'm trying to think what else we might have. We do have several links up today. We have a link to our friend David Fisher in Canada, a link to our friend's photo blog, where I got the photo from today with her permission, as well as a link to probably the most remarkable testimony of a changed life in our ministry, certainly that we have posted on our website, and that is a lady named Yvette. And we continue to hear that Yvette is doing well in her life right now, and you can read that testimony on the website today. Again, dailyencouragement.net. We encourage you this day, this Wednesday, whenever you happen to be listening to the message, to stay faithful to Christ and once again to be encouraged.